BNY Mellon launches FX platform. US-based BNY Mellon has announced the launch of Universal FX, a foreign exchange, FX, platform that looks to help clients manage and centralize their portfolios. Skelet joins the Spanish Association of Fintechs and Insurtechs. France-based SaaS banking platform Skelet has joined the Spanish Association of Fintechs and Insurtechs to offer its core banking system solution. Payoneer partners with Etsy. US-based commerce technology provider Payoneer has partnered with Etsy to support the latter's expansion into emerging markets and simplify payments. NeoPay, NYMBL simplify payments and e-commerce for UAE merchants. NeoPay, powered by MyShrek, has announced a partnership with FinTech NYMBL to improve payments and e-commerce platforms for merchants in the UAE. Sellpoint Digital and Sabre join forces. Sellpoint Digital has announced a new partnership with Sabre to combine payment services with modern airline and travel retailing. SoftPay and Dodekaka launch tap to phone payments. SoftPay and multifunctional POS system solution provider Dodekaka have launched tap to phone payments in the Czech Republic and Slovakia with Nexi as the acquirer. OpenWay partners with Clip ePayments. Belgium-based digital payments software provider OpenWay has partnered with Chile-based fintech provider Clip ePayments. Bottomline's PayMode X opens access to its B2B payment network. Financial technology provider Bottomline has reportedly opened access to its B2B payment network to financial institutions, fintechs, and others. Repay, Credit Financial Simplify Payment Collection. Vertically integrated payment solutions provider Repay has announced a partnership and tech integration with digital debt resolution platform and network Credit Financial. BankJoy and Fraud.net offer real-time fraud prevention for FIS. Digital banking provider BankJoy has announced a partnership with end-to-end fraud management solution Fraud.net to provide real-time fraud prevention for financial institutions, FIS. JP Morgan Payments partners with Trulioo. JP Signified extends its partnership with Adobe Commerce. US-based Signified has extended its partnership with Adobe Commerce to become an integrated fraud protection provider for the latter's payment services. Socure launches first-party fraud solution and consortium. Socure has introduced its first-party fraud solution, Sigma First-Party Fraud, powered by the concurrent launch of its first-party fraud consortium, FPFC. Net Credit Union partners with BankJoy. US-based Net Credit Union has partnered with digital banking provider BankJoy to enable its members with a simplified online and mobile onboarding experience. BitPay partners with Banxa to expand crypto payments access. US-based provider of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency payment services BitPay has partnered with Banxa to expand access to crypto payments. Multi-currency wallet Utrip raises $50 million. Utrip, the provider of a multi-currency digital wallet in Singapore, has raised $50 million Series B financing. Curve issues first credit card. All-in-one card app Curve has launched its first ever credit card in the UK, providing users with protection against problem purchases even when using a debit card. IDEX Biometrics signs with Kona I for launch of recycled PVC and metal biometric payment cards. IDEX Biometrics partners with Kona I, a global smart card and technology platform company in South Korea, to deploy biometric payment cards across both recycled PVC and metal cards for their bank clients worldwide. BIS-led Project Polaris provides guide for offline OCBC design. The design of offline payments with central bank digital currency, CBDC, is a complex undertaking. Employee benefits platform CODA raises $5 million. CODA, formerly known as Yonder, the all-in-one platform to automate insurance and retirement benefits for modern teams, has successfully closed a 5M seed round led by EQT Ventures with follow-on investment from existing investors Northzone and Frontline Ventures. Research finds market data vendors are gouging users with aggressive price raises. A new study by Substantive Research finds that market data prices are rising faster than ever despite an ongoing review by the Financial Conduct Authority into competitive practices in the market. FX Spot Stream joins the Fair Exchange ecosystem. In the complex foreign exchange, FX, ecosystem, the convergence of real-time streaming and advanced analytics stands to reshape the industry. Synchron debuts RiskTech, AI Accelerators Program. Synchron, Inc., a leading global digital transformation consulting firm focused on the financial services and big technology organizations, announced today the launch of its RiskTech, AI Accelerators Program. Conio expands custody technology to Ethereum. While 2023 was a negative year for a large part of the digital currency sector, for Conio, which launched the first Bitcoin wallet for smartphones in Italy in 2015, it was a year of change and innovation, which the company intends to continue with in this last quarter. Hedgeflows joins Barclays Rise Growth Academy. Hedgeflows, the fintech solution that offers a smart financial toolkit for small and medium-sized businesses, has been selected for Barclays' prestigious 2023 Rise Growth Academy. Rhymes launches Data Lakehouse via Microsoft Azure. Rhymes is delighted to announce the availability of the Rhymes Data Lakehouse, an advanced data storage, processing and distribution platform delivered as a service with Microsoft Azure. Banks and telcos to be held jointly responsible for phishing scams in Singapore. The Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, and Infocom Media Development Authority, IMDA, today published a joint consultation paper proposing a Shared Responsibility Framework, SRF, for phishing scams. Curve launches credit card in the UK. Financial super app Curve, which consolidates debit and credit cards into one card and app, has announced the launch of a card in the UK that offers Section 75 protection. Africa and Gulf Bank partners with Temenos. Africa and Gulf Bank has partnered with Switzerland-based banking software company Temenos to modernize banking in Sudan. Buckaroo partners with Silverflow. Netherlands-based payment service provider Buckaroo has partnered with Silverflow to provide merchants with improved processing solutions. Deutsche Bank and Standard Chartered pilot network for stablecoins and CBDCs. Deutsche Bank and Standard Chartered have carried out the first digital currency transfer and swap on the new Universal Digital Payments Network, UDPN. Fed confirms plan to slash debit card fees. The Federal Reserve has proposed lowering the debit interchange fees banks can charge merchants by nearly 30% and reviewing the cap every 2 years. NICE introduces startup Launchpad. The New York Stock Exchange, part of Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. NYSE, ICE, a leading global provider of data, technology, and market infrastructure, today announced NYSE Launchpad. Future Investment Initiative Institute releases ESG tool and score for emerging markets. The Future Investment Initiative, FII, Institute, a global nonprofit foundation dedicated to tackling global challenges, has unveiled its inclusive ESG tool and score at the annual FII flagship conference to improve the quality of data on ESG in emerging markets and empower companies in these markets to receive financial flows. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.